You are about to hear another episode of The Deerslayer, dramatized and directed by Charles Frederick Blindsley.
Deerslayer is a captive in the Iroquois camp. He is offered his freedom if he will join the Indian band. When he refuses, Riven Oak, the chief, says he must die. The party in the castle has set out in the ark and has been skirting the shore in the darkness, thinking they may get sight of the enemy camp and in some way affect Deerslayer's release. But they have had no luck. The present act opens the following morning aboard the ark, which is floating about a quarter of a mile from the castle. Hutter, Hurry Harry, the two Hutter girls, Chingachgook and his betrothed, Wah-ta-Wah, are all quite depressed as they contemplate the fate of the young woodsman.
I think the Redskins have probably moved back in the woods during the night. We have only 3 rifles, and they'll not be enough against 50 or more of the varmints. We better go back to the castle and wait developments. Maybe they'll leave this place alone now.
Not so, Tom. The Riptos won't leave this shore as long as they know they have 6 scalps almost in their hands.
We must do something, Father. We can't abandon Deerslayer to torture and maybe death.
He shouldn't have been so careless as to let the Mingos get their hands on him.
Shame on you, Harry March. You forget that those same Mingos got their hands on you and Father. You'd still be their captives if Deerslayer hadn't furnished a ransom for you.
Father, I know what to do. Let me go alone to the shore. I will go to the camp and talk to the Indian chief. He will listen to me again. And when I tell him the Bible says you should love your...
Be quiet, Hetty. If you had more reason in your head, you'd know that that is child's talk. No, we will go back to Muskrat Castle and wait for them to smoke us out. Deerslayer will have to fight his own battle now.
I think you're ungrateful. Maybe Hetty's right. Let us see...
What's the matter, Chingachgook? You've been playing with that spyglass for half an hour. You see a chipmunk in a tree or a squirrel running?
No good, go, Castle. Huron there.
The devil he is.
Huron there? Let me have the glass. Pretty trap we're about to pull down on our heads.
How could the Indians be at the castle, sister?
Hush.
I see no signs about the place except water and logs and bark.
You've had this glass wrong end foremost, Delaware. How can you see a trail in the water?
No trail. Water make no trail.
Chingachgook, right. Stop boat. No go near. Huron there.
That's right, Gale. Stick to the same tale, Sarpent. I hope you and your Gale will agree in telling the same story at our marriage as well as you do now. See anything yet, Tom?
If the Hurons are there, I don't know where they be. The place is locked up just as we left it.
No sea moccasin? Look, sea moccasin.
Give me the glass, Hunter. Why, there is a moccasin floating against one of the piles. It may be a sign that the castle has had visitors in our absence.
I saw that, too. But moccasins are no rarities. I wear them myself, and so does Hetty. It's been caught on a piece of bark on one of the piles.
But it might have caught there accidentally.
How so?
Well, it might have fallen from the platform when we were at home. Or it may have drifted up the lake and accidentally lodged there.
Wah know what to do. Wah take canoe. Get moccasin. Bring back here. Wah know if belong to Iroquois.
A good idea, Tom. Let the gal have a canoe and fetch the thing.
No good, Wah. Go. Too much danger. Big sopping go.
All right, Delaware, if you're so tender of your squaw. Anyway, it's but a piece of deer skin, not a scarecrow to frighten true hunters. In fact, I'm not afraid to go myself.
Red man go. Better eye than paleface. No Huron trick.
Yeah, you're wrong there, Injun. A white man's eyes and ears are better than a redskin's any time. But go ahead, Sarpent. Use your paddle and welcome.
Sarpent, go. Bring moccasin. Wait.
Maybe Indian inside.
Impossible, Red Gal. How could the devils get in without breaking off the locks? Do you think they're spirits or something?
Indian fool tricks. Maybe go through roof.
You're too suspicious. You give them Mingos too much credit.
If they are there, why wouldn't they try to harm Chingachgook?
They wait. Think us go castle. Make all prisoners.
Here comes Chingachgook. He'll soon know what the Delaware's found. But I agree with Hurry. Moccasin don't mean anything.
Anywhere the Delaware has shown he's no coward, it takes courage to paddle into a suspected ambush like that and then return here with his back to the enemy.
Well, Serpent, what news from the muskrats? Did they show their teeth? Up with you and tell us what you discovered.
No light. Too still. So still, see silence.
That's downright Indian. As if anything could make less noise than nothing. Heist the sail, Tom. Let's have breakfast under your own roof.
Where's the moccasin?
Here.
You run moccasin. You run at castle.
How do you know, Wah?
Porcupine quills on stunt. Wah, no. You run moccasin.
Yes, you're right about that, gal. But it doesn't prove the enemy's at the castle now. May have fallen from the foot of one of the scouts that visited the place yesterday when we met them about the exchange of them white elephants. Up with the sail, Harry, and we'll be there in a few minutes.
Judy, do you think Father is right? Do you think the Indians may be in the house?
Oh, I can't say, sister. We've been away all night looking for Deerslayer, and it's possible that some of them have come off on rafts and are now lying in ambush.
But how could they get in? Everything looks just as we left it.
Let's go into the cabin with Chingachgook and Wah. If there is trouble, we'll be safer there.
Tell me, Judy, do you fear anything will happen to Deerslayer?
Naturally, Hetty. The Iroquois have lost one of their warriors at his hand, and they've had the Delaware stolen from them because of his aid, and they'll be very angry and vindictive.
Oh, don't you think I could be of help if I went to their camp? I went before, and they did not harm me.
Oh, they'll not harm you, I know. But what argument could you make that will change their angry hearts? Chingachgook, do you know what we can do to free Deerslayer?
Tonight, Big Sarpent, go. Take Deerslayer when Mingo sleep.
But if they capture you too, who will protect his? Your sweetheart. He's no afraid. Deerslayer, his friend, too. Delaware more tricky than Mingo. Big Sarpent, find way.
Well, here we are at the castle. We'll soon know if we have visitors.
Ahoy there, Hurry. Take in the sail while I tie up. Aye. Here you are, Sarpent. Take this line, and when Hurry and me get off, tie up the ark to the platform and all of you come aboard.
Chingachgook, don't tie up, his father says. Just throw the rope over the head of that pile and let the ark drift around to the side of the castle. If the enemy is here, we'll be out of the line of their fire, and they'll not be able to get aboard us either.
Come aboard, Tom. There's not a sign of the redskin. The place is locked as tight as we left it. Hoist yourself up.
Looks safe and sounds all right.
Sure. The Delaware brags of being able to see silence. Let him come up here and feel it in the bargain.
Any silence where you are, Hurry, ought to be both seen and felt.
Come on in, Tom. Your tenement is safe and sound and as empty as a hollow walnut. Open those windows and let in some fresh air and tell the others.
It's an ambush! Quick! Cut the rope and shove off! Take the sweeps and pull as hard as you can.
Sarpent, go help Paleface.
No, you mustn't. You've got to protect us now. Quick, do as I say.
Judy, don't leave him alone. Can't we help in some way?
No, of course not. Our only chance is to shove off and pray that Father and Hurry can fight their way out.
How can they get off?
There's a canoe there. They can get to it.
Oh, but the Indians have rifles.
I know. That's the reason we can't stay by.
Oh, look. They're fighting on the platform now. Oh, Judy, I know Hurry will beat them. He must. He's like a giant.
But there are six of them.
He's throwing them in the water. Look, there's the second one.
Come on, Tom. The rascals are taking the lake, and I'll soon have them all swimming. Ain't that so, Barbet? Come on, you pagan devils. See if Hurry isn't a match for us.
I told you, Judy, I told you. They can't take him. He's too strong for all of them. There are only two left now. Oh, where's Father?
He's fighting inside, or else they've captured him.
Harry's choking both of them at once. Oh, it's awful, Judy, but the one he threw in the water is climbing up the stockade. He doesn't see him. What is that in his hand?
It's a rope of bark. Oh, it'll all be over now, sister, unless Father can get away. Harry will be tied up helpless as a log.
Why have they all rushed inside the castle?
To join in a fight against Father. Chingachgook, listen. We're only 50 yards away. Force the ark back toward the platform. I have a plan. Quick, just as fast as you can.
What are you going to do?
We'll rescue Harry if we're quick about it. The Indians are so busy inside. They're paying no attention to us.
But we can't land.
No, wait. Harry. Harry, listen. As we're drifting close, roll over the edge and fall into the water. I'll throw you a rope, and Chingachgook will pull you off until we can get you aboard.
All right, Judith. We'll have to be fast about it. Ready?
Judy, he'll drown. His hands and feet are tied.
No, no, no. You're too much of a fish for that. If he gets the rope in his hands, he can swim underwater until we pull him free of the Iroquois rifle.
He's caught it.
Pull now, Chingachgook, as fast as you can.
Judy, the Indians have discovered what we've done.
Keep inside the cabin. They'll not touch Harry if we can keep him underwater. Hurry, Chingachgook. They'll have to reload now. Hold up, Serpent. Give me help with this rope. Pull, hurry up past the end of the scow. We'll be out of danger then, and we can get him on board with us. Harry, keep a lookout on the other side and tell us if the Indians take to the water.
All safe, Judith. You're a smart girl.
Now take the sweeps again, Chingachgook, until Harry gets his breath and get as far away as you can.
But Judy, Father, don't leave Father.
I don't like to tell you, gals, but we can't help him now. Oh. The Mingos have taken another scalp.
Oh, he can't lose. But it's poor time for grief now. Harry March, there's but one possible chance for our escape.
What's that?
We'll get you ashore tonight. You'll find your way to the garrison on Lake Mohawk, and you'll bring the soldiers as fast as you can get them word.